Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is the difference between the words historic and historical.
Are you stressed out about your mounting debt? If you answer yes, then my new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, is for you. It's a step-by-step plan to assess your current financial situation, lower your existing debts, save money, pay down debts in the right order, improve your credit, and lots more. Get the information you really need to take control of your finances, get out of debt for good, and live a happier life. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life today at audible.com and in the iTunes Store.
A listener, Denise, wants to know if she should say, "We sell historic replicas," or "We sell historical replicas." Was an event a historic occasion, or was it a historical occasion? These are good questions because it's easy to get the two words confused. They sound alike and their meanings overlap, but the two words are used differently. Now, Bonnie writes, "Historic is an adjective that means something important or influential in history." So Denise should say, "The treaty was a historic occasion. It was an important occasion." It would be incorrect to say we sell historic replicas unless they're replicas that are important to history. You've probably heard TV announcers refer to historic treaties, or perhaps you visited some historic houses or historic battlefields. All of these were important or famous things in history. Historical, on the other hand, is an adjective that refers to anything from the past, important or not. Denise should say we sell historical replicas, because these replicas are from the past. They're probably not so important. A historical occasion would be just some occasion in the past. It wasn't necessarily an important occasion. Historical documents are just documents that record the past. You've probably read a historical novel, or perhaps even a historical romance, which are books set in the past. There's nothing especially important about these books. If there were, they'd be historic books. The Gutenberg Bible would be a historic book, for example. It's common for people to mix these two words up. One style guide laments, "Examples of historic used incorrectly for historical could easily run for several pages." William Sapphire said something that might help you remember the difference. He said, "Any past event is historical, but only the most memorable ones are historic." I've also created an odd memory trick to help you. You can remember the meanings of these two words by thinking the "ick" in historic is for important, and they both start with I, and the "all" in historical is all in the past, and those both start with A. Throughout this podcast so far, I've said a historic and a historical. There are conflicting theories on whether you should use an or a before these words. It's all a matter of whether you pronounce the H sound. One authority, Bill Walsh, feels that Americans incorrectly use an. He acknowledges that some British people pronounce historic as historic, and that's led many Americans to believe an historic is correct. It's not. He points out that if you said the words historic and historical alone, you would hear the H sound, so you should say ahistoric and ahistorical. Further, nobody would ever say a song was an hit. You'd say the song was a hit, and the his sound at the beginning of hit is exactly the same as the sound at the beginning of historic and historical. On the other hand, the New Fowler's Modern English Usage, a traditionally British-leaning style guide, holds an opposing view. It recommends that you say an historic and an historical, but a history. I personally prefer a historic and a historical, but no matter which way you choose to say these words, you're going to offend someone. So to sum up, something historic is important, something historical is all in the past, and in my opinion, it's better to say a historic instead of an historic. This show was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. You can find me, Grammar Girl, and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. Lately, I've been finding Small Biz Tech Girl's shows to be very helpful. She's reviewed a lot of new services from online storage sites to project management systems, and I've been thinking of trying them. Check her out. That's all. Thanks for listening.